cold and weary, with a babe inside, then I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am frightened by the load I bear in a world as cold as stone. Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Do you wonder, as you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." but she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who has been said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had the resolve to do this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for a child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
The title of our next hymn in Latin is Adeste Fideus, which translated means, "O come, all ye faithful." Let us stand and sing page 89 of our hymnal.
Thank you. those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord."
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home.
Let us not tire. Let us sing page 87, "Joy to the World. The Lord has come." Please stand.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Page 86 in your hymnal, you'll find a little town of Bethlehem, which is my favorite Christmas carol of all time. No pressure.
Thank you. let me invite any other children to come up and join us for the children's story. And how about y'all just sit down right here on the platform? Come on up here and join me on the platform. And you can look this direction because I'm going to be talking to you. I'm glad you came up. You know, Mr. Kevin said that O Little Town of Bethlehem was his favorite Christmas carol. They are all my favorites. Every one we sang tonight was a favorite of mine. But you know, that song we just sang, Away in a Manger, is one of my very favorite Christmas carols because it tells the Christmas story. You remember how it goes? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Remember that? We just sang it. I wonder, do any of you have a manger in your house? You don't? You got a crib, but not a manger. Well, let me ask you this. Do any of you have a dog or a cat at your house? If you do, raise your hand. Okay, several of you have a dog or a cat. Now, when it comes time, okay, you can put your hands down. When it comes time for that dog or cat to eat, do you just pull up another chair at the table? Is that how they eat at your house? What do you do to get your dog or your cat to eat?
They make a bowl.
That's right. They need a bowl or a plastic. It could be plastic, could be metal. Could be a container like that and their food is in it. And you probably put it down on the ground or maybe have a little stand for them to eat out of. But they have their special place that they eat. Now, you probably don't have a manger at your house because you don't have a cow or a donkey or a horse. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a cow or a donkey or a horse, you'd need one of these. This right here is a manger. And this is it's like a bowl that they eat out of, but instead of putting dog food or cat food in it, you put something like this in there, which doesn't look very good to us, but a cow or a donkey or a horse would love this stuff. This is hay. And they eat this, and they enjoy eating it. And you see, the manger's kind of high because those big animals will stand up, and they'll bend down and eat this, and that would be their meal. Well, the song says, away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The reason that Jesus lay down his sweet head in a manger was he didn't have a crib. And the reason he didn't have a crib was he was not born in a hospital. He was not born in a house. He was born in a stable, a place for animals. And we have here on the back wall kind of a picture of a stable. And it's kind of, you're imagining what it would have been like for Jesus to be born in a place like that. Now it says, the stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The stars could look down at Jesus because he was probably outside. If he did have a roof over his head, it wasn't a very good roof. Maybe just a few boards that were over there. So Jesus is sleeping on the hay in the manger, and the stars are looking down on him. Did you notice it says, the little Lord Jesus? You wonder why it says, away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. Well, this was not just any baby. We call him the Lord Jesus because of what happened that night. There were some shepherds out in the fields watching their sheep. Shepherds are kind of like sheep ranchers. They take care of sheep. And these shepherds were watching their sheep that night when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and the shepherds were afraid. But the angel said, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For to you is born this night in Bethlehem a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Little Lord Jesus. Remember that in the song? And this will be a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Not in a crib, not in a hospital, not in a house, in a manger. That means probably outside where animals would be. Well, suddenly there was with the angel, A multitude of the heavenly hosts. That means a bunch of angels were all together. And they started singing. And they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Just as suddenly as the angels appeared, they disappeared. And the shepherds looked at one another and they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." And they were so excited and they were so happy, they just ran to Bethlehem. They went quickly, with haste, it says. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now, that's a story from long ago, the story about Christmas. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there and seen that? I would. But you know, that was 2,000 years ago. Well, tonight, I want you to use your imagination, and together we're going to pretend like we're there. We've got a manger here, and we're going to pretend like this is the manger in Bethlehem. Keep pretending. We've got Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. Well, this is really Mr. and Mrs. Toe and their son Avery. But we can pretend like they're Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, can't we? And we can pretend like we are shepherds and we're going to go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Those shepherds were so happy. They were so excited. And you and I can be happy. And we can be excited tonight. Because that good news of great joy has come to us. We, in our minds and our imaginations, have gone to Bethlehem. And we have seen that thing the Lord told us about. The Savior. The Messiah. The Lord. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we can celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we thank you that Jesus came as your Son to show us how much you love us. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Jesus came to be the Messiah. Jesus came to be the Lord of our lives. And tonight, we celebrate his coming, and we thank you for giving us your Son. Help us truly to celebrate the story of Christmas in our hearts as we see that risen, that little Lord Jesus here in our midst tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now you can go back to your seats. Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus are going to stay here, and Mr. Kevin's going to sing a song about this baby.
Mary, did you know your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy would give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen its glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.